Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What's Your Next podcast helps you build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show's for you. Welcome to the show. So happy to have you back. So today's a Kindle Unlimited episode. I am so excited to talk about Kindle Unlimited because this is where I've been finding my groove. This is where I've been reading. This is what I've been listening to. It's basically what's given me joy. Back in 2016, when I started reading, I was mostly reading independently published books. It was what was available. It was what was, I could afford at the time. I was actually under earning. And I was like, I could not afford to pay $9.99 for an ebook. Yes, I was borrowing books from the library, but there was a long wait for those traditional published books. And I was like, well, I want to read a book a day. And I needed to read a book in my phone because I was actually at a day job where I had nothing to do. So I had to pretend that I was doing something as I was reading on my phone. And so the Amazon algorithm, and thanks to YouTube at the time, I heard about all these independently published books. And so I was reading like 99 cents, $2.99, $1.99 books. That was what I was consuming. And I realized, I was like, okay, I'm spending a lot of money. And I noticed that there's like this system called Kindle Unlimited where some of the authors I was reading, they had those books available. And it was like a membership that I had to pay. And I was like, you know what? This is actually cheaper if I pay $10 a month. It's cheaper. Like I'm reading like 20 books, I'm saving so much money. So I became a member December 2016, and the first author that I basically read most of their backlist was Iris Gray. At the time, she was writing a lot of like rom-coms and trying different things, and so I was just like consuming them. And fast forward to a couple years later, I discovered, I was like, let me try YouTube, let me try like Instagram. And so I was like, I got caught up in the hyped up books of like what was traditional published, what was like people are talking about it, people were getting arcs and stuff like that. And so I let go of my Kindle Unlimited, and I struggled with my reading. Like, to be honest, my reading at the time wasn't fun. Like, I really struggled with it. I read less books. I was just unhappy. It was just, like, not fun. And so it took, like, I would say years to get back to be like, what was the essence of what kept me going? And it was the fact that these independently published books, self-published books, indie romances were taking more risks, and they were actually more diverse, and there was a little bit of everything. There was like if you had a taste for like a morally great author, morally great hero, and you want to have like this specific thing, there's a book for you. If you want to have like a serial killer hero, there's a book for you. If you want to have like a sports romance and have like a bunch of sports, there's like books for you. Trisha published right now, a lot of it, it's rom-com, rom-drums, very like hook, very high level hooks of like, you know, like so-and-so this and they did this. And it's like, it's fine, it does its purpose, but I just needed more. And so I went back to, I think I took a break from podcasting last year, and I took a break from reading in some ways from like the arcs I was receiving and Church Publish. And I was like, let me just give something a try. Let me try something different. And I was like, Kindle Unlimited is low stakes. Like you pay a fee and you can borrow as many books as you want. You can borrow up to 20 at the time, but you can borrow them as many ones you want. You can return and come back and forth. And if you DNF a book, it doesn't hurt you because the author still gets paid for the pages you write. So it's a win-win situation for me. So I started to read Kindle Unlimited, and I think there's an episode where I chose to mood read and talked about my passion for small town romances, and I was like binging on them. And so I read like pretty much consistently, I'm reading like 20 books a month of Kindle Unlimited. In terms of cost, how I pay for it, I paid for a 2-year membership in 2021. I asked that for Christmas, and so my 2-year membership ends this March. But I bought two different Kindle Paperwhites over the past couple years, and so if you buy a Kindle Paperwhite, you get 4 months of Kindle Unlimited for free. So I am set until November, and then my plan is to buy another gift membership for a couple years, and just call it a day. 2-year membership is $140, which comes down to, like, I don't know, less than $7 a month. So it's a pretty much easy, and you don't have to think about it. If you have a month-to-month membership, I encourage you to cancel it. You'll get a deal for like 99 cents or something for extension, and then you can actually save some money that way. There's different ways you can do this. It's, you know, Amazon earns enough money, but those are a couple of tips. So another question you may probably have, because there's 20 books you can borrow, but you're probably going to get so many other recommendations. And how do you store them? How do you remember those are recommendations? So my suggestion is to use, if you're on the app, you can click a heart on the book cover. And what it'll do is it'll store in a wish list. And so you can actually go through your wish list and have like all these different things. If you want to share your wish list with other people, if you want to have a community wish list, you can build a community wish list and save the books there. You can invite other people to join. You can make the list public so people can see like what books you're saving and whatnot. The good news about Kindle Unlimited is that books, the way they're saved in Amazon, they're like stuff, they're keyboard stuff, like keyboard friendly. So if you're looking for Enemies to Lovers, Grumpy Sunshine, Second Chance Romance, you can write those words, and you can find titles that can match that need. So it's definitely more easier to like find recommendations that way. Like you can scroll that. The algorithm can give you ideas of like places where like, oh, these books are like, you know, people also bought these books and stuff like that. In terms of where do I get my recommendations, I get them through BookTube. I follow a lot of romance readers from different tastes, and so I get recommendations from them. I also I get recommendations from Instagram. I've started to follow more more Kindle Unlimited friendly people. Most of them have been coming from TikTok to Instagram, and they're just posting things. And I find different niche, like sports, dark, forbidden, you know, age gap. And like, you can start finding creators that can give you that idea. Another place where I get my recommendations is from Discord groups. I actually found that was really helpful. There's a couple podcasts that have Discord groups that are in some of the Patreons that I'm part of. Like they talk about, like, they have like a channel for Kindle Unlimited, and people share their recommendations and people share what the other part. Another place is PR companies like Valentine PR, Literally Yours, Inkslinger, Wildfire. They have a lot of, they share the share what's coming up, and a lot of those books are Kindle Limited. So you get an idea of like what books are coming up, and you're like, oh, I can try this or I can try that. And this podcast too. So normally I interview a lot of authors who have Kindle Limited titles, and I've been asking them now, like, where do you start? You know, where do I start reading your backlist? So that's a way. But also I have recommenders like Izzy, who talked about Read What You Own. She talked about like Kindle Unlimited titles that work for her. Rachel from Fit Teacher Retro is coming up this week, and she talked about hockey romances. She has a great spreadsheet, and I'll share in the link in the show notes her spreadsheet of Kindle Unlimited that she has read. I actually put together a spreadsheet for myself, so you'll be getting that in the show notes for this one, so you'll see like all the different Kindle Unlimited books that I have read. It's a work in progress, but you'll get to see, like, you get some ideas. And those were Kindle Unlimited I read from 2021 till present. That's how, when I started tracking those, that data point. Other places to check out is BookTok. As much as we love to hate BookTok, BookTok is Kindle Unlimited friendly. A lot of people look at Kindle Unlimited as the first place to find a recommendation, and then they buy the book, and they buy the discreet copy, and they buy all the different books in different places. Facebook groups are another place. There are quite a few Facebook groups from like Reverse Harem to like Book Talk recommendations to KU Fixation. Also like author groups, you may find recommendations there where people are asking for lookalike books. So there's plenty of places where you can get recommendations. There's plenty of places. There's plenty of titles, like especially for indie romances. Kindle Unlimited is the best way to go. All right, so now let's get to where we're coming here. So we're coming from book recommendations. So I want to preface this. I have some of these books I have read a little bit, half of it. We're at different stages of reading. Other ones I have not started. Other ones I just picked because they were like, they sounded good. And so there's 20 titles here. There's one title that's no longer Kindle Unlimited. And that's, I want to preface that. So if the author puts a book on Kindle Unlimited, you borrow it, and the author removes it from Kindle Unlimited, if you still borrow it, it's still on your queue until you return it. So it's kind of like me. So there are some books that I kept in my Kindle Unlimited that I'm not planning to read right now, but I borrow them just in case they will go away. And I'll have the opportunity to do that. It happened to me for Icebreaker by Hannah Grace. I borrowed that because it was really popular on BookTok, and then the author got a book deal, and they pushed it to like a higher price point, and thank goodness I was like looking for the book, and thank goodness I had it on my Kindle Unlimited, and I was like, well, got to save some money. The author still gets paid. It's just like they won't, you know, they're part of the Kindle Unlimited program. All right, so let's get to the recommendations. The first one is The Entitled by Cassandra Robbins. So Cassandra Robbins has like a book that's really popular right now. It's called Power, which is mom's fiance's boyfriend or something like that, or mom's fiance's like guy or something, hero. And so I've been curious about that, but I saw this one and I was like, well, I need to borrow this. It's a Chalk and Blair Vibes toxic relationship. It's a book one of a duet. It has rich kids behaving badly. It has New York. It has just like a sense of like, you know, Gossip Girl. And so you give me Gossip Girl of any type and I'm like here for it. So I borrowed this book. I heard, like, based on the reviews that I got from Instagram, is like they hated the characters, and I think I'm gonna love that, because I'm like, sometimes you just want to hate the characters, you don't want to love the characters, but you're so enthralled in the toxicity that you just like want to keep doing it. So this is like one of those that I'm probably gonna read sometime sooner because I love it. It seems like Magnolia Parks vibes and stuff like that. So I'm just definitely gonna add that. And I think Magnolia Parks is on Kindle Unlimited, the first two books. So if you wanted to read those, they're on Kindle Unlimited. Okay. All right. So we're in a sports romance era. Like, I was in a small town era a few months ago, and now I'm in my sports romance era. And I'll do a sports romance episode sometime soon because I read quite a few of them. But I have borrowed quite a few of them. So the first sports romance is Hockey with Benefits by T. John. This is a new adult. Let's get out of the system. We're friends with benefits, you know, but let's not catch feelings. College hockey romance. And I'm like, you have me at that. You have me at college hockey. You have me at like, let's not catch feelings. And it's a new to me author. That's the other part, is I want to try new to me authors. And so Dijon is a new to me author. It's been established author for quite some time. I just haven't read their backlist. So I figured the newest release, Hockey with Benefits, it's one of them. All right, this book, the next book is Breakaway by Grace Riley. So Grace Riley has been popping up in Discord groups, and like mainly Discord and some other places. Like, I've seen her name popping up in this series. And so I was intrigued. I heard like the first book was okay, but the second book was better. So this is Breakaway is the second book in the series, but it can be read as standalone. I read books out of order, so don't worry about it. This is Coach's Daughter, College Hockey. The premise is I'm really tense, and so I need sex to relax. And so let's hook up and relax and ease our way. But it's forbidden because her dad should not know that they're together. So we're going to go with that. So that's one book that I'm giving it a try. I started. It sounds good. I just need to finish. The next hockey is a College Hockey 2. Is A Cross Check Hearts by Callie Meal. It's Brother's Best Friend, Hockey Romance, Forbidden Romance. I think they're roommates or some sort. So you have me a Brother's Best Friend and Hockey. So I just had that. we're switching things around. We're going for Rockstar Romance. So Sing You Home by Ava Hunter is a Nashville star. It's a second chance romance, amnesia romance. So they were in a plane crash. He thought his wife has died, but then they found her. She was alive, but she doesn't remember anything. And so this is like the book. I saw this series because I'm Jess from Peace Love Books and Tori for Live a Novel Life did a read along. And so I figure I try, you know, I like rock stars. I like Nashville. Let's give this a try. I did hear based on the reviews that there is the dust heal with heavy issues. So if you do want to check trigger warnings and whatnot, just check on the reviews if that's important for you. So the next one is a baseball romance. It's The Perfect Pitch by Samantha Lynn. This is a divorced couple. I think he cheated on her, which I gotta, God bless that. And so he has to grovel to his ex-wife, like they got divorced and now he wants to get her back. So he's like working his way, working his magic for it. So, you know, it's baseball. We don't see that many and we're like about spring training. So you might as well read some baseball romance. All right, moving on to another hockey romance, Jasper by Lulu Moore. The heroine doesn't, so basically it's marketed as enemies to lovers, but it's really not because I read like 30% of it. So the heroine it's basically she broke up with her boyfriend and has a 6-month stay in New York. And so the hero finds her, like meets her, like once upon, like they had a chance encounter and like they just did not, like they didn't have a cute meet cute. And so hero wants her, he's a pro hockey player, like he's well known, and he's like, he finds it fascinating. She has no idea who the fuck he is. And so he's like, she's like, what do you want? So he's like stalks her, which is like, you know, a little bit too much, but we'll take it. So it's cute. I don't think it's going to be riveting. I think it's going to be like 3.5 or 4 stars, but we're going to finish it off. So, and I have to say, like, book set in New York is my pet peeve, and we'll talk about that another time. This one has kind of like near vibes, but not fully near vibes. You know, we'll get there. All right. So this one I have not started. He's a Keeper by Stacey Travis. This is soccer. It's a Grumpy Sunshine. It's a bad boy that needs a makeover. So he's the heroine's library assistant. So they have forced proximity of work life, you know, to do. And he's grumpy. So God bless a Grumpy Sunshine. Okay, this one, Midnight Kisses by Janine Benedict. I found this on a Discord. It's a 600 page, which we'll talk about that another time, but that's actually one of the things about Kindle Unlimited books. You have like different pages lengths and stuff like that. And a lot of books are coming out, new books are coming out. They're like 500, 600 pages. And some books merit the 600 pages books and others do not. And so I don't know, where does someone fall? Some books did merit the 600 pages. Other ones annoy the shit out of me. And I'm like, you need it to cut like 150 pages long or 200 pages away. But we'll get there. So I don't know where this one falls. But this one's a coach's daughter, one night stand turns friends to benefits. I heard it's angsty. I heard it's like new adulty. It's just like fun. So, and this is football romance. Going back to hockey, we got Rule Number 5 by Jay Wilder. This is a college hockey romance, a slow burn. So here's the tropes that the author says. Slow burn, he falls first, friends with benefits, jealousy, mutual pining, college hockey. So Heron has a bunch of rules and she doesn't want to fall in love, and then the hero is like infatuated with her and he'll do anything for her. And so, and he's only there for a year. It's a senior year. He's about to go pro. And so he's like trying to seal the deal with her. And she's like, no. But then, you know, the hero pokes, and she gives in. So it's cute. I read 50%. It was quick. It's a quicker read, actually. It's a quicker like read to do. All right. So as you probably noticed, I haven't talked a lot about mafia or, you know, or like dark romance. I think I'm going to start after my smart romance era. I probably will enter my dark romance era. I took a break from dark romance, last year because I had some really strong PTSD. That's something I have in my history. And so I trigger warnings were like kind of like annoyed the shit out of me. I actually went back to therapy. I've been in therapy for for quite some time, but I went back to a new type of therapy. So I'm doing EMDR for trauma. And so I have been desensitizing myself from like a lot of memories, a lot of triggers, and a lot of different things. And it's been really helpful. And I think in some ways I feel like ready, like I feel strong enough that I can actually read these things and not, that it will not trigger a nightmare. I haven't had a nightmare, night terror, night or sleep paralysis. I think I've talked to this about this in a couple of episodes. I haven't had that in 3 months, and I feel like that's a pretty exciting thing. So yeah, so this book is Richest Lies by Hailey Jenner. It's a mafia arranged marriage. It's, you have me arranged marriage. I would not do this in real life. Like, I would not get married if my parents made me get married or anything like that. But I love it in romance. So, and this is probably off a hero who's, you know, sociopath, you know, the goods. So yeah. So we're gonna read Richest Lie. That's the only mafia that I have here. Then we go back to small town romance. I started this book when I was like trying different small town romances. It's Always Mine by Laura Pavlov. It's Friends with Benefits, small town romance, first book in the series. So I personally don't love friends to lovers. I feel like they should just be together. Like, why are we having this conversation? So it's cute. It's just like, basically, I feel like they should be together, you know? So I read 50% on it. I am curious about the other books in the series. I think I should have started with other books and not just this one, but that's just my thing. So, another small town romance we have, In a Jam by Kay Canterbury. So I've seen this book around quite a few. And it's a, I inherited a farm, but I have to marry. My grandmother gave me a farm, but I have to get married within a year. And I was just like jilted at the altar. So it's a marriage convenience small town romance. So it count me in. The audiobook just came out, so I think I may just listen to this as opposed to buy the book, as opposed to read the book, but we'll see what I end up doing. Then we have King of Court by Iris Gray. So I actually heard this recommendation not from my regular Iris Gray fans. This is like actually comes from the booktubers who like angsty romances, and they're like, it's a 5-star read. It's so angsty. And I'm like, this doesn't sound like Iris Gray. So it's angsty, second chance romance, is basketball set in the Olympics. It's, you know, I'm excited for it. The one thing is, I was waiting for the audiobook because this book came out in 2021, but there was no audiobook. But the audiobook is coming out this week, so I think I'm going to listen to this one. Mm-hmm. And speaking of audiobooks and Kindle Limited, so Kindle Limited allows you to whisper sync audio. So what it means is, you borrow the book on Kindle Limited, you get the option to either use a credit Audible or whisper sync it. And so by whisper sync it, you can find the audiobook from $12.99, $7.49, $1.99. You know, those are typically the prices. And so most of the prices are $7.49, which means it's cheaper than buying a credit. I right now have like a deal with Audible, so my credits are like $7. But, you know, if I don't want to pay for $14.99 for a credit, I can just pay $7 for the book. So I'm waiting for those. I'm probably going to whisper sync Inner Dam or King of Court and use a credit for the other one. But that's another part. And if you have the book and you have the audiobook, you can do read to listen. So what it does is, like, you start reading the book and then you're like, okay, I want to check the audiobook because I'm at work and I'm running errands and I just want to listen to what it is. Mm-hmm. The audiobook will pick up where you left off in the book. So it's kind of like really neat to have that experience, a read to listen experience, and you don't have to figure out, like, I have to finish a chapter and then I can actually do the other thing. So yeah, and those are useful for audiobooks or Audible exclusive. So in order to find out if your book is Audible exclusive, you can check if it's available on LibraFM. If the book's not available on LibraFM, that means that book is Audible exclusive. So they're only available on Audible. Sometimes they have the little yellow markings as Audible exclusive. Other times it does not. So you kind of have to guesstimate. But if your book is not available on LibraFM, that means it's Audible exclusive. So then you probably have to buy it on whisper sync or credit. If the book is not Audible exclusive, your chances are you might be able to find it in the library through Hoopla. Hoopla has a lot of books. Scrib has a lot of books. Any Play has a lot of books. So you can actually find the audiobooks there, and you don't have to pay for it. So those are like tips and tricks over Kindle Limited and Audible. All right, so we still got some more. So we got Hot Shot by Eden Dunn. This is Single Dad, Age Gap, Hockey Romance, Sexy Nanny. This was recommended by Becky from Buzzing Bob Romance. That's a podcast that if you're looking for recommendations, that's a podcast you want to add on to your queue. She is coming out to the show in the next few weeks with a bunch of sports romances, all available on Kindle Unlimited. So we have more and more recommendations for Kindle Unlimited for you. Okay. Next up, we have From LA to London with Love by Elizabeth Lulli. This is celebrity romance, single mom, set in London. I had me a celebrity romance. It's set in London. It sounds like a chick flick. You know, one of those London said, you know, single and you in London kind of deals. Those are like my catnip. I've been reading those books for 20 years. So very excited for that. And then we're going to go for the oldest books in my queue. These two books have been around my queue for more than a year or 2 years. The first one is Five Rounds by Nikki Castle. This is enemies to lovers, roommates, MMA fighter. I heard the series gets better and better each one, but it's so good. So I just had it. I started reading it, put it down because I got distracted with other things, but I'm excited for this. And then the oldest book in my queue, because it was already in Kindle Limited when it started, but then they removed it from Kindle Limited, is Fortunate Son by Jay Carnover. And the only thing I know is a spinoff from the Mark Men series. There's a movie coming up, it's called Rule, and this is the son or daughter from that couple. I read the Mark Men series back in 2016, loved it. It's so good. So I'm like excited for it. The book is not in Kindle Limited anymore, unfortunately, but you can find it on the libraries. Many libraries have it. You can also find the audiobook in the library. So there's a script in different places. So you're more than welcome to try. So, all right. So I hope you enjoy all these recommendations. I'm going to try to read most of these and give you an update and let you know what I think. I'm trying to do more Kindle Limited episodes because they're fun. It's what I'm reading. It's what I'm enjoying. So I'll try to do either like a reaction episode or a sort of vlog episode and tell you what I think about it. And so, yeah, but that's pretty much it. So thank you so much for listening. Have a great day. If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other romance recommendations, please visit whatreadnextblog.com. Did you know you can purchase audiobooks directly from your favorite local bookstore? With Libro.fm, you can pick up more than 250,000 audiobooks, including bestsellers and recommendations from real booksellers. You'll get the same audiobooks at the same price as the largest audiobook company, you know the name, but you'll be part of a different story, one that supports your local community. If you're new to audiobooks, there's a perfect way to squeeze into more reading into your busy life. Listen with a free Libro.fm app while you do your chores, walk your dog, relax at home. The Watch Read Next podcast has a special offer for our listeners. Get two audiobooks on Libro.fm for the price of one with your first month of membership. Use code WATCHREADNEXT. This offer is only valid for new members in Canada and the US. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? Watch Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.